And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a fun show for you today. We got the man, Uncle Al. Alex, the sports barber, is going to be joining us today. We are going to have so much fun. Pete is out of the studio up in Montana, keeping those trout honest and making sure to have a great time up there. But you got Corey and I in the studio, and Uncle Al. We're going to be talking fishing, having a great time. Alex, the sports barber, one of the most accomplished inshore calico bass fishermen I know, and the guy that I ask my questions to along with Corey Sandin. So today's going to be a fun show, talking bass, talking tuna, and talking whatever you want to talk about. We're going to have a great time today. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's Performance Collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing. Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and talk about a fun day, Rick. I mean, we're in store for a good one.
No doubt about it. Alex, the sports barber, I'm so stoked. I've been really looking forward to the show. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, Al's one of my favorite people. Al knows, you know, you talk to the boys at Dana War Sport Fishing, so Uncle Al knows every single stone on the Dana Point run. And the name of every bass that lives on every one of those. Is that a fair assessment?
Pretty fair.
Okay. Al's certainly a calico bass fisherman, and his buddy up right to that microphone there. Get nice and close. You can pull it to you. Your passion is fishing, and I know it's all kinds of fishing. It's green bass, it's saltwater bass, it's tuna, it's yellowtail, it's all those things, but you have a particular love, just like the guy sitting in between us, Corey Sandin, of calico bass fishing.
I'm surrounded by my brothers.
You're in a safe place here, buddy.
We all love the same thing. We love fishing, but we love calico bass fishing.
A little checkerboard going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just, how old were you guys when you caught your first calico?
It's one of the first fish I actually caught. I had a neighbor take me out of what at the time was Queen's Wharf on a, I don't even know if it was a half day or twilight or whatever, but I was probably 10, 12 years old, you know, somewhere in there.
Earlier than I can remember. You know, my dad and I, that was our thing. I was super lucky to grow up, and my dad was so great about always taking me, and which I can't wait to get to do with my boys. And, you know, we fished the bay a lot. Dad had a 13-foot Greger aluminum boat, and we would do a ton of fishing in San Diego Bay. And then, again, young, we had a 17-foot well craft, and that was my dad's favorite fish in the world was calico bass. Yeah. Far more than catching a big yellow on a surface iron or catching a big tuna, like calico bass was his favorite thing, and we did it together all the time. I love it. It's just there's something about it, like the kelp, the birds, seeing a bass flip, firing a plastic in there, hooking one. It's just there is nothing like it. It's so much fun.
I was in my early 30s when I caught my first.
Really?
Calico.
No.
I'm a Modesto boy, San Joaquin Valley.
Okay.
I moved to Dana,
okay.
Southern California until 80, and I was a boogie boarder and a racquetball player and a skier for Mammoth. And Devin Cruz invited me to go on a twilight trip. I didn't even know what a calico bass was. And he says, I go fishing at night. He says, cheeseburgers are fantastic and the beers are ice cold. And I said, I'm in.
Yeah, count me in.
I start catching these bass that were just so much fun. And I'm trying to look at where am I? And because it was dark and I could see the San Clemente Pier. And now I know where I was. I was on Clemente Reef.
Yeah.
But I had my first, and then I went to Big Five and bought a big old 6,000, 5,000 style spin rod and reel. And I thought, man, I was an angler. And then somebody strolled into my life, Mr. Ben Sechrest. And he's the one that brought me to the dance.
Okay.
Pfeiffer, Georgie, all the boys.
Yeah.
Fishworks, Lawrence. And then he handed me a Calcutta 200. And they were fairly new. It was a new reel.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like, I had my first bait caster. And realized, you got this super expensive reel, but the most important part of any of these bait casters is this thing right here.
Yeah.
Your thumb. So that's how I kind of got the love for it. But, you know, the tug is the drug. That's what we all love, that tug.
Yeah.
And I say there's like, for us skiff guys, there's four stages.
Okay.
Stage one, you just want to go with your buddies, have a good time, catch some fish. Stage two, you're kind of getting better at it. You're getting kind of proficient, and you kind of think about, maybe I should get a boat. Stage three, we know these people. They want to enter tournaments. They have convinced they're going to be angler of the year. That's what they want to be. And then there's stage four. You return to stage one. Just want to go with your buddies and have a good time.
Yeah.
But I've created stage five. Stage five is where you and I, you guys are. We want to catch them how we want to catch them. You want to catch them on a slug.
That's
you
true.
Want to catch them on a Viejo. You want to catch them on a surface iron. You want to catch them on plastic. You want to catch them on a tube. You want to catch them how you want to catch them.
Right.
I don't want to catch them on, when I'm fishing calicos, it's artificials. I don't want to fish calicos with live bait. That's what I like to do, artificials. Give me a 5-inch swim bait with an 1.5-ounce lead head, and off we go.
Yeah.
Get to the bottom.
Yeah.
Tap the bottom. As more times you tap that bottom and come up, and reel it back, the more chances you got. So fish something that you know you can get to the bottom, or you know when you're on the bottom.
Right.
I tell people, watch that line coming off your tip. That line coming off your tip from where it comes off the tip to where it enters the water, 3, 4, 5, 6 feet, depending on your angle of your rod. You stare at that. You're going to watch the line jump way before you feel anything up at the reel and the rod.
Okay.
So you're watching that piece of line as that bait is sinking. If you're sinking, you're presenting a lure.
Yeah.
If it's on the sink, you're presenting a lure. And when that line jumps, wind into it.
Yeah.
Don't swing. Wind into it. And it's kind of like a guy with a shootout, you know, with a six gun in the Old West. How fast are you?
Yeah.
When you see that line jump, you get on that handle and you give it to them, and lots
tight.
Of times you miss them.
Yeah.
You miss them. And so the better angler, when I'm fishing with Georgie, all you hear is the whining, quick whining. And then he says, oh, missed them. And a second later, oh, missed them again. And all of a sudden, oh, now I got them.
Yeah.
Georgie's, his nickname's Yoda.
Okay.
We all have our mentor. You guys have your mentors. I have my mentors. Benny, Pfeiffer, and then Georgie.
Those are the
Barry Bragbert, too. But my mentors, which taught me. And then I have people that I mentor.
Yeah.
Alex Planback, guys from Dana Point, some of my brothers, you know, that. I love helping people.
Yeah.
I just like helping people.
I think you said it so perfectly that you get to a point where you want to catch them the way that you want to catch them. And it really made me smile thinking that, you know, I'm sitting next to two of some of the best calico bass fishermen that exist that are on our coast and love doing it. And, you know, that you guys both do it to the highest level. And in hearing that, and I know that both of you will do any other thing, but what you guys like is almost completely opposite of each other. you know, you want, you, that was one of the best descriptions I've heard of, like, good bottom contact, get a bite on the sink, knowing exactly what your lure is doing in an area that a lot of people have some issue with. You know, when the lure's falling, you don't feel things as well and all those things. That was like a masterful description of it. Corey, your fishing is in the exact opposite piece of water in the same thing. You just in talking to you, and I shouldn't put words in your mouth, but you like to fish on the top piece of it, not the bottom piece
Please,
of it, for the
yes.
same fish in but, the same yeah. way.
But the whole thing is that Dana Point Coast kind of dictates to fish the way Al likes to fish. Like that,
it's
there's
weird,
not
yeah.
a lot of surface stuff, or there hasn't been in the last 20-plus years. But there's more and more so now, right? I mean.
Yeah, well, the big kelp die-off that we had, mm-hmm. a lot of the barge rock kelp, which was huge, and San Onofre kelp, which was huge, it didn't come back.
Yeah.
But between the mouth of the harbor and the San Clemente Pier, if you know where to look for it, there sure. is kelp. But they just have not been biting in the kelp like they used to. So it's all about hard bottom. They yeah. all, when that kelp,
and it's getting your offering down to the zone. Yeah.
But I think what I like so much about it is, like, those are two master class versions to catch the exact same fish. You know, that just goes to show that there's multiple ways to get that thing done right. And there's multiple skill sets that you need to learn to have in your bag of tricks. Because when I go jumping on, you know, the new San Mateo and we go to the island, you know, you might be fishing bottom, hard bottom stones, or you might be fishing up on the surface with weedless bait. So, today's just going to be a lot of fun getting to cover all of that kind of stuff and everything in between.
I love them when they're on the surface, too.
Yeah,
I
mean, don't get me wrong.
Who doesn't, right?
I mean, I love throwing iron and love the calicos on the iron. That's just special. But that wax wing, man, when they came out with that wax wing, some guys really excelled with it. And a lot of guys bought it and just never quite realized when and where to use the thing. Mm-hmm. My biggest calico with a wax wing is 8.6.
Wow.
At the Pendleton Artificial Reef. And I rolled in there at 12 noon, and on my first cast, came tight to this thing.
Wow.
The bigger, the junior size.
Yeah.
And I thought he was double digit. And I ran him all the way back to the harbor in my bait tank to weigh him.
Wow.
8.6.
Yeah. Crazy. And to catch that right outside your harbor, man.
Well, I was way down below. I was well, way okay. down. But, yeah. But and
but on the coast is...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, that's an accomplishment.
Now, have you yourself or you been a part of the Holy Grail, a double digit calico bass?
Yes, as Mr. Seacrest calls me, one fish wonder. I got an 11-pound calico.
Wow, that is not
a long,
easy,
long time
man.
Ago, and that was at Poche Reef. I'll tell you right where it's uh-huh. at, San Clemente, Poche Reef, on a 5.5-inch fish trap thumper tail.
Wow,
green grunion. My,
so green grunion, brown back, key line, lateral line,
yeah, exactly.
golden sides and
yeah.
belly, right?
Green, that's my go-to color.
That's
all.
It.
It's fishy.
Sometimes I only got 5 or 6 rods on the boat, and at the end of the day, I'll look and I go, oh, they're all loaded with the green grunion.
That's hilarious. Wow. That's an accomplishment, though, man, on the coast.
Right down the beach, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, you think of all the trips we went on, the Qualifier 105 to all the islands.
Yeah.
When you go on that boat, you get to fish all the islands, not just Cedros. You think we would have caught more double digits. I only know Jimmy Edwards got a legitimate one at Sac Reef, and that's about the only one I remember. But I think when they start getting that big, they start to get a little slower, and there's so much stuff that can eat them.
Yeah.
Black sea bass, yellowtail in 10 feet of water,
what?
60-pound sea bass. They'll go after those
but
things.
The other side of that, too, is the 3 to 5 pounders just kind of beat them to the offer.
Beat them to it. Oh,
yeah,
the competition.
Yeah.
The competition
right.
of the bass. And when the aggregation starts, and they're still having that orange spawning face. Now
yeah.
we're catching with those orange spawning faces, and lots of times when you're throwing that wax wing or something on the surface, and you're winding, and you find the right hornet's nest, and here comes 5-6 fish just chasing that thing. And, you know, I tell people, you're only going to catch like 25% of what you see on the wax wing, but
yeah.
the other 75% is the show.
Yeah, totally.
They'll come up and hit it out of nowhere. They'll come up and dance with it. They'll come up and whack it and miss it, and then sure enough, that little guy comes over and eats it.
That lure, too, is impressively weedless for an hook-exposed,
yeah,
hard-bait-style lure. Yeah, it you know, the two points pointed up, like it runs through stuff pretty well.
I love to get into the kelp force when the stringers are laid down, and you can cast in any direction you want, but you're still coming over the top
yeah.
of stringers.
How cool is that? Have you fished at all? Very similar, the aft coast swimmer?
No, I haven't fished
okay.
it. I've seen it. it, but I want to.
Yeah. You need to.
Okay.
Okay, so, but it's got a treble hook, so it wouldn't be as weak, but you could rig it.
We just gotta throw it, make sure you don't throw it right on.
Here's the amazing thing though, cause the wax wing had the wax wings, you know, up top and bottom to create the action. They were kind of bulbous, right?
Yeah.
The aft coast swimmer has nothing. Like, it's clean.
It's clean.
Clean.
But it's got action.
But it's got an amazing action.
It's got a very wax wing-ish swim to it, right?
It does. Very much so. Right. And hands, you know, out to Robbie Gant.
Looks like another trip to Hogan's to me.
No doubt.
Yeah, and they're in bitchin' colors. I mean,
they did a good job.
Like, really good colors.
I'm on it.
I'm not gonna steal her thunder, but I know that we're gonna hear from Rosie later on in the show. And I know that there was talk about that lure being a big deal.
Really?
Remember when we were doing the show a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. We'll wait for her report to hear a little more about that. Yeah, because that thing, you are right. That has been the one. Other thing that was really fun that I know you just participated in that I'm really looking forward to talk about was CCA, which is something you are very near and dear to your heart. What is your position with the CCA Orange County chapter?
I'm on the board of directors.
Okay.
Board of directors for the Orange County chapter. I've never been on the board of directors for anything.
But you are for CCA.
Oh yeah, I am. And Donna kind of put a little note in Luke Burson's ear, said, go,
this is a guy we need to have on the team.
Recruit Alex. And he came in and got a haircut, and we start talking. He said, how would you like to be on the board of directors? I said, yeah, I'd love to. He says, I've never seen somebody so excited to be on the board of directors. But I said, well, what do I have to do? He says, well, I'm the president. You're on.
Yeah, you just did.
Oh, my God. I'm on. So I'm all bragging about it. But it's something close and dear to our heart. And, you know, I look at the CCA. A lot of guys just don't know what it means. The hardcore fishermen and still don't know what it means that it's Coastal Conservation Association, and it is the NRA for fishermen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely
it's the NRA
on
for
target.
Fishermen. People are coming after us. We just lost 20% of our sand bass catch.
Mm-hmm.
It was a victory. They didn't shut us down all the way, but they said, well, you know, you can only keep 4, not 5. So we lost a little something. So CCA is something. I mean, and you're sitting there watching, you're listening to the show right now. There's your computer sitting right there. As we're talking, we'll go over there, go on your computer, type in CCA California, and hit join, and put your numbers in.
Yeah.
We need to grow. We need to grow more. The amount of anglers in California compared to the amount of members of CCA is ridiculous.
Right.
We should have a lot more, and we haven't been doing it as long.
If everybody that bought a fishing license or everybody that went fishing were a member of CCA, the ability that organization had would be unstoppable.
Just like the NRA. You try to go after the NRA and tell people they got gonna get rid of some of their guns.
Yeah.
Oh boy. They have lobbyists. They have people. You know, they're strong.
It's
they
the
have,
highest political entity.
Yeah, exactly.
And a good thing about CCA is, it's a California-based thing, but it's national.
It's national.
It is. So,
I think Texas,
Florida.
There's like 17 chapters, I think.
Yeah.
But Florida, Texas, and Louisiana, it's big time. My buddies that fish there, they say, you get on a launch ramp in Louisiana, every boat's got a CCA sticker.
That's cool.
They're giving, we're giving away an 18 Parker. Florida's giving away a 33 contender.
That's crazy.
Louisiana's giving away $750,000 worth of prizes. They're giving away boats and trucks.
Right.
Incredible. That's how strong it is.
That's how strong it is.
Wow.
That's how strong it is.
And that's what the membership backs it is.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. And as the Orange County chapter, our big fundraiser is our golf tournament.
Yeah.
When is that?
It's October 24th on a Friday at the Costa Mesa Country Club. It's 200 a man, 800 a foursome.
And a really fun time that you do not need to be a serious golfer to participate in. In fact, you don't need to have ever even swung a golf club to go have a good time at that thing.
I've dabbled with golf for years.
Okay.
And boy, talking about, if I come off the water after getting skunked, I don't feel too bad because I know I had a fun day. When I come off the golf course and I shot a 125, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
But it's a big fundraiser for Orange County chapter, and I played last year, and my stepson Andrew Wells in his foursome tied for second.
Hey,
last
all
year.
Right.
These guys are some serious
golfers.
Sharks. But I tell people I'm only a tournament golfer now.
Yeah.
Best ball scrambles.
That's the way it needs to be.
You get one guy on your
team. As long as you got one ringer, you're good to go.
One ringer and the rest of the time. And it was a fun tournament. They had some tequila on some holes. They had some beers. They were giving away plastic on some holes. It was a fun. The dinner after was really good.
That's cool.
Well attended. Golf tournaments, they book up towards the end.
Yeah.
So right now, there's not a lot of people signed up, but we need people to sign up. If you don't have to be a pro golfer. And if you're by yourself, you can sign up and we'll put you with a foursome.
That's rad.
We'll put you with a foursome. So.
I dig it. Well, as you can hear, we've just got such a great show and so excited to have Alex in here today talking fishing with us. And again, today is just one of those fun days, you know. Alex has been associated with every, like, major company. You talked about your great relationship with Pfeiffer over the years, Alex Plumbeck being the, you know, the big position with Daiwa that he is. But the fun thing about Uncle Al is you don't have any agenda. There's no thing to push. It's just a love of calico bass fishing and a love of sharing it with people and friends. And the only agenda that we're pushing is the best haircut in Dana Point is at the sports barber. That's it, man. Go see Uncle Al. That's the only agenda.
I have enough clients. They're starting to cut into my fishing time, okay?
Okay, never mind.
Go find another barber. I'm busy, okay? I'm busy. Yeah. No. I've been here for 35 years.
That's 35 awesome, years?
35 years.
Amazing.
How about that?
My
little three-chair shop. But once COVID hit, I went straight me. It's like my own little haircutting parlor.
I love it.
One-on-one. And I tell Luke and some of the guys at CCA, I might not be at the Zoom meetings, and I might not be standing at the booth at the show, but I do my CCA stuff one client,
yeah,
one guy at a time.
I can tell you that we made the, however it is, 75, 80-mile run-up, both of the boys' first haircut. We're
how
under the tutelage cool. of Alex. So, yeah.
How cool is that?
No, we're
super,
gonna have fun, buddy. It's going to be a fun day.
Super stoked to have Uncle Al in studio and in the world headquarters. And, man, busy over there, man. Did you see all the fish being unloaded?
We were walking up the stairs, and Al just looked over and said, "Man, you guys weren't kidding about being the world headquarters. You really do get to see it." And that's the funnest part is Every boat backing up. Today's a big day down the landing.
Dude, the carts were stacked, right? Okay. So you want to join us today? We're just going to have a great time, kind of free-flowing inshore calico bass talk with Uncle Al. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Or send us a text via the app. Maybe you got a comment. Maybe you got a good laughter we can bring on air for Uncle Al.
Sure.
You could do so through the app, only done through the app. It's super easy, free download. And it says right there, text the show. And it's a one-way message system. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, a way to get a hold of you, because after the show, or at the end of the show, we're going to give away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. And boats back in the water. I think they're going to be running this next week, and super stoked to have that as a giveaway. So,
yeah,
again,
how cool.
All right, exactly. 833-288-0973, or send us a text via the app. We're going to be right back with Uncle Al on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Pelagic is bringing back the California Tuna Challenge. Get ready for the most exciting tournament to hit the West Coast on August 22nd and 23rd. It's about the fun, it's about the tuna, and it's about your chance to cash in on big prizes. An affordable $500 entry fee per team gets you in. This fun two-day format is open to all Southern California anglers with three official weigh stations in San Diego, Newport, and Catalina. Optional jackpots and side bets up to $41,000 all in will raise the stakes for huge cash payouts, including options for Yellowtail and Dorado. The big tuna are here. Win some major cash and bragging rights in the ultimate California offshore showdown. Registration is now open. Go to pelagictournaments.com for additional information, rules, and to register for this great fishing event. The Pelagic California Tuna Challenge, August 22nd and 23rd. Just $500 gets your team a shot at the ultimate California tuna bragging rights. Check pelagictournaments.com.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And so stoked, man, to have Uncle Al in studio.
Are you kidding me? During the break, what Uncle Al just wanted to add to the fun of today?
Talk about up in the ante, man. Yeah. So not only were we giving away a full day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fish, we're giving away a trip with Uncle Al, yeah. Man. He wants to take a couple people fishing. So one lucky winner.
Yeah.
We'll win the trip for two.
For two.
And you leave early in the morning, and he says you're going to be back for lunch.
Don't even pack a lunch.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about that?
We'll be at Turks at 12:30.
Come back in.
You're going to get to make the famous milk run with Alex Renz of Paris and go fishing, do a local trip.
And I supply all the tackle.
That's so cool, buddy.
You know,
that's good time.
And this isn't a thing. This isn't the.
I don't charter.
You don't charter. You don't do anything. You love bass fishing, and you're gonna take the lucky winner and a friend, and going fishing.
Yeah.
How cool. Yeah. How that's really cool.
Hey, thanks, guys.
For some reason, the coin flip's already got me as the winner.
Yeah. Well, as long as I get to be the guy that you bring with you, then I won't challenge it at all. Sounds like it's all already spoken for.
It is. Yeah. Funny. But if you want your chance of winning that, 833-288-0973, man. There are a couple open lines for you right now.
You got it, man. Your chance to go fishing with the Sports Barber. And before we jump into the phones, which are getting full, and again, just like Corey said, if you want your shot on the phones, 833-288-0973. I wanted to read a fun text first. It was from John in Rancho San Diego. It says, man, what a great show and so cool to hear from Alex. I have two questions. Al, one, do you ever get tired of your counselor role and day-long chit-chat with clients in the barbershop? And more importantly, number two, which do you enjoy more for fishing, calicos, live bait, or plastics? I know you've done a ton of both.
Well, we've already kind of touched a little bit on the calicos. I really like to catch them on the artificials. That's how I like to catch the calicos. That floats my boat.
The challenge.
Yeah, yeah. And what was the other question?
It was more in fun. If you ever find it challenging, your role of the daily chit chat and the sports barber.
You know, it's the sports barber, so I'm kind of try to get what's your sport? Mm-hmm. And a guy one time says, I don't have a sport. I said, really? No football, no basketball, no nothing? Nope. Okay, so what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I got a road bike, and I'm going to take my bike all the way to San Diego and back. Oh, there's your sport.
Yeah, totally.
You're a cyclist.
Right.
So most people do have a sport. But, you know, when it's your day off and you get a chance to do what you want to do, you're going to do what you want to do. If you're a hardcore fisherman, you're going fishing.
Totally.
I wish I had more time. I'd like to go play a little golf. But I'm off 2 days a week. Sundays and Mondays are my days to make it happen.
And you're fishing those days.
And that's the days I'm fishing. And Sunday's a good day. Everybody's off. You can find tons of people to go with. Monday is a fantastic day because there's less guys that can go on Monday, but it's going to be wide open at the launch ramp. You can fish the pipe right out front. No boat wakes. I mean, it's really kind of cool, that Sunday-Monday thing. I've been doing that for a long time.
There's something pretty cool about rolling into the sports barber and getting your hair cut in a place that's got a double-digit calico bass hanging on the wall.
Yeah, I like that. and then my wall of all the fish pictures I have up there of all the guys that I've caught them from Benny and Georgie. I got a picture of Pfeiffer with a 13.
Wow, where was that caught?
It was him and Benny were
right there.
We're in a little aluminum boat, I think, off a creek maybe, and it's in the picture. It's dark.
Wow.
And it was a small little aluminum boat. Pfeiffer's holding up this fish, and he looks like he's very young.
I've heard Seacrest talk about their epic like limits, like tournament style.
The tournament the Harvey Honeycutt tournament a long time ago, and I was just kind of starting to really get into calico fishing. And Ben said, "You should come down Sunday to the launch ramp. We're going to have the weigh-ins." And I went to that famous weigh-in where they had five fish. And in two big sacks, and they said, "We need your kicker." They go, "Well, we got an 8-pounder." They go, "We need him." We go, "We don't know which one he is."
No
way. They couldn't tell which one the 8-pounder was.
Yeah.
And they won that tournament.
Because they were all
these
that
guys
class.
Were blown away. Because you can fish bait in that tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These guys were all blown away that someone can do it with artificial, with plastic. And when I saw all those guys do that, I'm like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No way.
That's what I want to do.
God, that's cool.
Right? And coastal. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. And boiler rock fishing.
Boiler rock fishing. Yeah, those guys invented it.
No kidding.
Benny and Stoatsbury basically said one day, let's go out of the Newport Harbor.
Yeah.
It's a nice day. Let's kind of slide over to Big Corona and Little Corona, and just got railed by some big fish on their lighter tackle, and said, we got to find heavier stuff.
Yeah.
There wasn't calico bass tackle hadn't evolved yet. You got your noodle rod for bait. You got your jig stick, but there wasn't that sturdy, sturdy bass rod. And they started going after some salmon rods, that two-piece canis, that 8.5 two-piece canis. That was one.
I remember those.
That was one good
the
rod.
The silver.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I remember those clearly.
I love it. Well, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do that. Sean Colm from Lomita. Good morning, Sean.
What's up, Sean? Thanks for getting started this morning.
Hey, good morning, Al. Since you're the sports barber, I have a fantasy football question. No, I'm just kidding. I love to hear all your insights on fishing calicos with plastics and swim baits and all that. What is your favorite rig? Do you like the banana head, lead head, or how do you rig up your baits? What kind of gear do you like to use? And then also a bait rig for a novice that might be taking fishing.
Okay. In the old days, we fished straight 15-pound. If we were fishing 20-pound, that was heavy.
Yeah, that was the rope back then.
With the invention of Power Pro, which changed everything, braided lines.
Everything. Man.
I never thought I'd put 50-pound on a baitcaster. But guess what? 50-pound Power Pro and 50-pound braid is what's on there with a top shot. I've had top shots. You keep tying that uni knot and it keeps getting shorter and shorter. I've had like 6-inch top shots before. But I'll start off with a 2 or 3 foot top shot. And it's either 25, 30, or 50. If I'm, you know, you always want to kind of think that you got to be ready for that big one. If you fish that light line and a little bitty rod and you do get that shot at a big one, your percentages go way down.
Way down.
Go ahead and fish the heavier gear. And when you do get that bite on that fish of a lifetime, you got a chance.
Yeah.
Because once they get hooked, I mean, as you get into catching bigger and bigger and bigger calicos, everything changes. And it gets faster. That 5-pounder kicks your butt faster than any 3-pounder. And that 7-pounder, what was that? And that 8-pounder up into double digits, it's like it's going to happen quick.
Before you knew it, you were already
zing, bang, pow.
Yeah. Corey was the one that got me on to that, and it was always your saying, like, it doesn't take 50-pound test or 60-pound test to catch a calico bass. But you don't know when that 7 or 8 pounder bites. And if it's the first fish when everything was connected perfect on 25 or 30 pound, you're fine. But if it was the 40th fish and line's been nicked and it got abraded and there was just another, like, you're still, you know, you still have the chance down the road. You know, if you cut and retied your leader every time, sure, you could fish light line and you'd be fine. But it's the preparing for, you know, keeping yourself in the game when the big one happens.
But it's those fish that you've lost.
Oh, yeah. That you wish you would have been using something heavier.
Are more of a memory
totally.
Than the ones you've actually landed. And it's those fish that led up to what you just described. Like, that's
a great Corey story. You guys were on the boat. We were on the Shogun on our skiff trip down below. And we go into the salon. We're having a meeting. We're heading down. And Corey says, guys, you know, he handed everybody a big bag of 8-inch weedless. He says, guys, I really suggest you use 80-pound leader. And everybody looked at each other like,
Is he joking?
Is he joking?
Tuna fishing? What's going
80?
On here?
I didn't bring 80. He says, no. He goes, these fish will, these Mexican calicos in the kelp forest will break you off in the first 5 feet. Boom, they're gone. And
they're out of your life forever.
Yeah, so we start the first trip, and we're in the water. Everybody's got the handheld radio, you know, and all of a sudden one of the boats comes back. Oh, my God, we just lost a huge fish right next to the boat. And Corey comes on and says, well, pound leader. a little bit of a stall. He goes, 50. And Corey says, I guess you weren't at the seminar.
Yeah.
And we're heading out, and I'm lucky to be in the skiff with Corey, and he says, let me see your bait. So I hand him my bait, and he looks at it, and he looks at me and says, don't look. I said, okay. Takes out his dikes, cuts my leader off, puts on an 80-pound leader, threads it on perfectly, and says, I can thread them faster than you and better than you. Just let me do it for you. I said, okay.
There's nothing more that gets me more souped up than that kind of fishing.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I get so fired up. Yeah.
The fresh-caught calico, like that, I compare it to football, which I love. Offensive tackle, he's 350 pounds, 6'7", can bench press 500 pounds, squat 1,000. The first 10 yards off the line, he can push that tackle and blow a hole open. He's so powerful for 10 feet. But if he picks the ball up at the 99-yard line and has to run all the way 99 yards for a touchdown, he's going to run out of gas at about the 75-yard line. He's going to be huffing and puffing. So they're powerful for that short burst.
Yeah.
And that's where you've got to be ready for that short burst of that calico. That's, you know, I saw Benny hooked one right next to the boat. It came up and like an angle. It came up and hit his lure and just turned away and kept swimming.
Wow.
He went down and pointed the rod straight at the fish, and the fish broke 60.
Oh,
wow. And no kidding.
Yeah. The rod almost got broken half, but Benny held himself back.
That's crazy. You know, a lot of those tragedies come from, and by the way, great call, Sean. Thank you very much. But a lot of those tragedies come from, like, the fish eating, and as you described, the fish turns and goes away. You set the hook. Well, the bait's in the back of the throat, and that line swings across all those teeth, and it's like putting two hacksaw blades together.
Yeah.
And try just try ripping your 50 pound through those hacksaw blades.
It's
done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, what a great way to get things started on the tackle side of things. We're gonna have so much fun. And in the meantime, we've got a great bud on the line, Wayne Cotto, formerly of CCA, who's also fresh back from a great trip on board the Liberty. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Ricky, Corey, Alex, you calico king, you stud. Hey, great talking to you. Yeah, as Ricky just said, we were just on a Let's Talk Hookup Liberty two-day trip earlier this week. Captain Taro and the crew put us on some fish. Thanks, God, for the sponsors, Afco, Seaguar, Shimano, Gamakatsu, Salty Crew, Daiwa, and others. We had 25 anglers that didn't know each other on the way out. But boy, by the time we got back, we're all great friends, right?
So cool.
I mean, all the jigs worked. We had 4-inch sardines on the boat. I actually straightened a hook on a 100-pound fish.
Jeez.
it happened right at the boat. But you know what? We all had a good time. Came back with limits. Can't thank Taro and the Liberty crew enough for this opportunity and the Let's Talk Hookup guys, you know, for being putting on a charter. So I appreciate you guys and appreciate everybody on the boat and landing.
Wayne, you made such a fun post on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, and it was, I think you just called it the Yellowtail Shuffle, but it was a great shot of what appears to be damn near every rod on the boat all bit up at the same time, and, you know, it's just the classic weaving back and forth of everybody on board the Liberty, and, you know, everybody's got one on, and it just looked like you guys had a great trip. I know you had kelp grade yellowtail fishing, you had school sized bluefins, you had big bluefins. It seems like you guys kind of had it all in that 2 day.
A little bit of everything, and it was great because it was an interesting trip. We had four people that were kind of struggling there on the second day to get a fish, to get a bluefin, and I put a contest out, and it was the crew that said, hey, first person not only get them hooked up, but to get them to land it, and the crew, Taro, jumped on board, and man, it just made it fun. In the end, Ryan won the contest, but everybody won because everybody got fish, so that's important.
That's such a fun boat, too. You know, the Liberty, obviously, we know them as the full day, you know, Coronado Islands, full day offshore, you know, formerly three-quarter day, you know, boat. But the boat is big and comfortable and rooms, and, you know, I mean, it's not a the Liberty is not a three-quarter day boat that can run, you know, long trips. The Liberty's a three-day boat that happens to run full-day trips.
Crazy.
And you know, as obviously you guys were on that two-day charter, great fishing, great food, great accommodations. Wayne, it sounded like a really fun one.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of our overnight boats that actually is doing full-day trips, but the accommodations, the food, the galley, everything is just set up for more of an overnight, longer day, multiple-day trip.
Awesome. Well, Wayne, great job. Glad you guys had such a good trip. Thanks for the report. Thanks for representing Let's Talk Hookup so well, taking care of the boys, and I'm glad you guys had such fun fishing.
That's good. Thanks, guys.
Wayne, appreciate that very much. And, man, phone lines are packed up. Texts are as well. Corey, let's jump right back into those phones.
Let's do it. How about Dave? Dave calling from Anza. Good morning, Dave. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. I just got back from the Let's Talk Hookup sponsored four-day trip aboard the Royal Star. And phenomenal trip. This is the kind of trip that everybody wants to dream about. We pretty much limited out the boat on bluefin tuna. Most all of them were like a 60 to 80-pound range. Top fish was 175. Really, really great fishing there. I got to tell you, though, it was all at nighttime. There was only a handful of fish caught during the day, but the nighttime fishing was just off the charts. You know, so often we think about bluefin as being a touchy fish and all. Nights two and three on that boat, it was just wide open crazy out there. And I got to hand it to the crew for the work that they do, because with so many people hooked up, there was one time I was hooked up to a fish, and I got tangled up with two other guys hooked up on bluefin. And the crew, they managed to get all three of the fish on board with us. You know, if a fish went around the bow, under the boat, close to the prop, they were there to coach us and help us out. And I just don't know when this crew ever got any sleep on this trip either. You know, most of us were trying to sleep some during the day for the night bite, but, if you got up during the day, the crew was there. They were up all night. So really a great, hardworking crew. And got to hand it to the boys in the galley there, too. They kept us really well fed. So I know, thinking back to the old Padre telecast, Jerry Coleman would say, "You can hang a star on that one."
Yeah.
Well, I can say is you can hang a royal star on this trip.
Very well done, Dave. But sounds like a great trip. What was the hot jig at nighttime for you guys? I mean, it sounded like it was pretty darn wide open, so maybe you didn't need a hot one. But what was the jig that you'd send everybody out there with?
Well, it seemed like anything heavy to get you down quick. I was using a 400-gram knife jig. In fact, I even got a picture of it. One of those fish that I caught, it bent my knife jig.
Wow. What a great...
Yeah, I got a picture of that. No fish story. I got a picture of that. So, but basically, anything you can get down deep. It didn't seem like the dropper loops with bait at night was working much. It was all pretty much the heavy artificial jig.
Good deal, man. Well, a fantastic trip, and again, what more could you say about that Royal Star? Glad that your trip followed the same as Wayne's there, man. Great fishing and a great time on one of the best boats in the whole fleet with that Royal Star on our Let's Talk Hookup 4-day trip. Dave, congratulations. Glad you had such a fun one.
It was a great one.
I love it. I'm glad to hear it, buddy. Appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds like a lot of fun, man. We're going to have more fun. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. Wow. We're going to have more fun coming up with Uncle Al in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup when we turn on not only the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, but 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. And they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out Dana Landing.com for more details.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. Simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And I don't know about you, Rick, man, but I'm enjoying today and having fun and having Uncle Al. I know you're enjoying. I don't have to ask you that, but you know what I mean?
We're planning our trips during the break.
Right? Dude, we're so fired up talking calicos. And, I mean, along with that, though, Uncle Al, I mean, comes white sea bass and yellowtail. And
there's always a bycatch.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
There's always a bycatch. And some of the times the bycatch in calico bass fishing can be something else. Years ago, I got a 47-pound white sea bass.
Ooh.
Throwing the Tatty A1.
Wow.
Small scrambled egg surface iron.
Yeah.
And I kept throwing it down current and bringing it into the current to get it to kick. And finally, I said, I got to throw one the other way. And I launched this long cast, and I put about 5 cranks on the handle, and this thing blew up on the surface. I mean, there's a total topwater explosion on my jig, and it was a 47-pound sea bass. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I took the picture and start sending it out to my buddies, and they're like, when'd you get that? I go, just a minute ago. You guys are going overnight to Catalina fishing at 3 in the morning, and here I am getting one in my backyard. But I made thousands of casts to get that
fish.
It was a bike. I was fishing calicos.
Got it.
That's fun.
And like you said, they're out at the islands, and the islands can be amazing, right? I mean, Clemente, Catalina.
Oh, yeah. Seems like the stuff that just doesn't work here is just too much pressure. You go to the islands, that stuff works. Your weedless, your jerk baits, the things that you know, like to fish that maybe just – a little too much pressure to have that stuff work in Dana, but you go to the islands and it works. Remember we went on our skiff trip and we were at Geronimo, and one of the second tickets said,
stop right there, man, you're killing me.
He said, if we just stayed here and didn't go to all the other islands, he said everybody would end up with a 10-pounder.
Yeah.
And I went, wow, that's a statement.
Right? Yeah.
That was a really special place.
Like big time.
Yeah, that was a really special place.
5 miles below Sac Reef, put those two things together.
I know everything is condition related, and you know sometimes places bite better than others, but I've never seen an overall quality of fish the size that they were at Geronimo. Like they did, it's like they somehow just didn't make small ones there. You know, like you just didn't see one that wasn't a big one.
Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, for myself, it was Sac Reef or Bonitos.
Okay.
Like, those were the bush. I mean, what?
Oh, yeah. Sac Reef, magical place.
That's probably where I've seen my largest one. Okay. And it was with Kevin. I was in the skiff. Kevin Matson. Mm-hmm. Very first minutes of the trip.
First minutes of trip one, skiff ride one, day one.
8-inch slug, zigging and zagging. The thing came up like it ate it. Just over 12 for sure.
Wow.
Like, no doubt. The slug had disappeared on the other side of the fish. Kevin set the hook. The lure was 2 feet away from it.
Yeah.
The lure came flying past it. The 12-plus pounder came on the surface and zigged and zagged, like, where did it go?
Trying to find it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, literally just outside of rod length.
Yeah.
Like, 10 feet away.
Wow. So you guys are just staring at this.
Oh.
The visual.
Basically a grouper.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, those are the ones that are imprinted.
You close your eyes and see every bit of it.
Every bit of it.
Oh, I love it, man.
Yeah.
Man, that's good fishing.
I'm so fired up.
That's good fishing. And speaking of good fishing, it's time to the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting, Corey.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. We've got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. It's brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete deli, beverages, boating supplies as well. As one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops, too, and it's also to check out East County Bait Tackle, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, and the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway in Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove. And for all of that, you can check danalanding.com. And good morning, Marcos.
Hey, what's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great. I understand there was some fun fishing going on at Seaford this week.
Well, we are definitely in the heart of summer here, and the fish counts reflect it. Those half-day trips, still some good calico bass fishing in there, but they got a mix of other fish in the mix also. I think Thursday's a good example. You know, the morning half-day. One yellowtail, one bonita, one barracuda, two white sea bass, 32 calico bass, sand bass, rockfish, a little bit of everything on there, and that's kind of what you expect about local fishing at this time of year. So really good fishing on the half-day there. Full day trips, still plunking away at those bluefin, yellowtail in the mix. I think they had a couple bonita in the mix there. So about what we've been seeing there, just a little consistent there, which is always a good thing. A little bit of weather kind of slows things down a bit, but still catching fish. The overnights, still catching those bluefin and yellowtail. I mean, this is exactly what we want this time of year, some consistent fishing. Lots of options there for those half days. You got the full day trips. You got those 1 days, day and a half, and longer trips there. And just good fishing all around. Like I said, a little bit of wind offshore there, but it sounds like it's getting back to it. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for all those trips. We got those half days, the morning, the afternoon. Those twilight trips are still biting really well. And like we talked about, those are a really fun trip if you had a chance to do it. A nice kind of relaxed trip with some great fishing. The full day trips, day and a half, everything up on the website. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit in person, get your gear tuned up, pick up your empty swim baits, and go out there and catch some fish.
Yeah, I like your plan right there, Marcos.
That sounds good to me, Marcos.
Dude, when I could see the Sea Watch catching as many bluefin as your overnight day and a half, it's incredible fishing.
Yeah, no doubt, buddy. Fun stuff going on, Marcos.
Yeah, some really good fishing right now.
Well, we really appreciate a fantastic report, as always. And like you said, we got this little weather is already on the backside of us now. Get right back to smooth seas and good fishing. And one more time, if somebody wants to join you on any of the great trips at C4 Sport Fishing, how do we find you?
C4thLanding.com. We've got our full schedule up there. You can make reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And we'd love to get you guys out there fishing.
Awesome. A fantastic job. As always, Marcos, appreciate a great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much.
Definitely good times, right, man?
You got that right. Yeah, and we're standing by. We're looking forward to having our Marcos report or our Mark Wish report coming up when we come back on the backside of it. But yeah, fun stuff going on right now. Fun fishing. Again, if you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Or Corey, again, send us a text. Those texts have been rolling through really good this morning.
So many, and make sure you do leave your name and telephone number. And dude, giving away a full day trip on the San Diego, as we just heard from Marcos. Some incredible fishing, a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. The actual winner of the coin flip is getting a trip for two with Uncle Al, right?
So I mean, rad.
So rad.
Going to have a lot of fun. Well, I had a quick one for you, Uncle Al, and it was from JD in San Diego, and he says, you talked a little bit about Power Pro on your reel. I was curious about fluorocarbon connection and how long my piece of fluoro should be when I start my calico bass trip.
2 or 3 feet I like to start with, you know. So
you like a distance that you can keep outside the rod tip
exactly.
and cast.
Exactly. I don't want that knot going through the guides unless it has to. And I'm a uni to uni guy.
Okay.
Uni to uni. That's been my knot. And if the knot's going to not come through the guides, the uni to uni is bulky, but it's a great knot.
Mm-hmm.
If you know your knot's going to be coming through the guides, then there's the other types of knots.
Sure.
Alberto.
The RP.
The RP. That
John Collins
more,
RP.
Yeah, so a little bit more smaller profile of knot that'll go through the guides. But my double unis go through the guides.
Mm-hmm.
They go through the guides, you know. But the knot tying, the most important thing of any knot, is before you cut off the little excess piece, wrap your needle nose on that piece and double twist your needle nose on that piece of, and hold on to that hook or that jig and pull on the short piece.
Yeah.
Pull every time you pull on that short piece with, you can't, how much pressure can you put on with your hands? Not that many pounds of pressure. But when you take that needle nose and you double wrap that needle nose on that short piece before you cut it off, and you need the plier to kind of wedge that a little tighter, and that knot will always just cinch down.
Cinch right down.
Just cinch right down.
Incredible. Cinch it down.
Good info.
We're going to be right back. We're going to have more great info from Uncle Al when we turn on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. But turn in to the app, because when we come back, we'll be on the app.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars. So get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems, not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
Local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Do you know why 1 million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice price, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?